The fan in my room at the Ventura Hotel turns with a click each rotation, and at 7 in the morning, it is the only sound in the hallway. I have already packed, which is unusual for me. My bag sits by the door, zipped and deliberate, and I am standing at the window watching the limestone hill catch the first spotlight. It is the last full day in this town, and I want to spend it the way the town itself spends every day.
Slowly.
I walk down to Bandar Lama with no particular plan, past shop houses that are just rolling up their grills. The morning air has a faint petrol smell from the road, but underneath it, something green. The Galas River is low, and the hills around town hold the heat like a hand. I stop at a capitium I have not tried yet, the Yuen Ling restaurant Yanling Cha Sen Shi, and order teh tarik and 2 pieces of toast with kaya. The pull of the tea, the pour, the froth. About 2 ringgit for the whole thing, which is less than a dollar, and I sit with it longer than I should. There is a rhythm in this town that I have only now started to hear. In KL, everything moves at a frequency that hums. Here, it is more like a pulse. A slow one. The man at the next table reads a newspaper in Malay and does not look at his phone once. A woman rolls a trolley of vegetables past the door. Nobody is late. The ceiling fan moves the air without urgency, and I think about how much of my life I have spent being in a hurry to arrive somewhere that does not care when I show up. After breakfast, I cross the bridge to Bandar Baru, because there is one errand I actually need to run. My bank in KL is Maybank, and there is a branch here on Jalan Persaran Raya in Taman Mesra. It is a practical thing, just checking my balance and taking out some cash for the next few days, but I am also curious about what a bank in a small interior town looks like. It is busier than the ones in KL. Everyone seems to know everyone, and the teller asks the man in front of me about his daughter's exams. I get my cash and step back into the heat. On the way back, I stop at a shop that sells prepaid SIM cards. My Cellcom DG plan has been fine in town, but I am heading south, and I want a backup. The man behind the counter registers me with my passport, all of it taking less than 5 minutes. It costs about 30 ringgit for a month of data, $6 or $7, and I slot the new SIM into my phone without turning off the old one. Coverage in town is fine, he tells me, but it thins out in the jungle and limestone valleys. I have heard that sentence before from my own research, so it settles me to hear it from someone local. It is nearly noon when I find myself back in Bandar Lama, and the heat is doing that thing where it presses on the back of your neck. I walked past the railway station and stopped for a bit to watch the platform, even though I am not leaving until tomorrow. A jungle railway train had just pulled in, and I watched the passengers step off with that same dazed look I had when I arrived. A family, some backpackers, an older Malay man carrying a durian in a net bag. I am not ready to leave, but I am also not attached in a way that would make it hard. The station is a good place to practice that. Lunch is at Craving Kitchen, which is a small place in town that does rice and grilled chicken better than it has any right to. I order ayam persik, the Kelantanese grilled chicken with that coconut and turmeric sauce, and a glass of iced teh tarik. The bill comes to about 12 ringgit, maybe $3. The woman at the counter asks where I am from, and when I say KL, she laughs. You walk like a KL person, she says. Fast. I think about that for the rest of my meal. In the afternoon, I decide to rent a car from the same place in Bandar Baru that I used for the Chiku trip. It is a small operation, the kind where you fill out a form on a clipboard and the owner shakes your hand at the end. I want to drive south along Route 8 for a bit. Not all the way out, just enough to see the countryside roll by, and to stop at one thing I have not done yet. The owner, a man in his 60s, tells me the car is about 90 ringgit for half a day, which is around $20, and I pay in cash. I drive south through the palm plantations, past the turnouts where lorries haul logs from the logging roads. The road is winding and the shoulders are narrow, and on the left side the limestone karst hills rise up green and sudden. I pass the Masjid Bulu, the bamboo mosque on the Guamuseng Kuala Krai Road, and I pull over this time because I only drove past it before. I take off my shoes at the entrance. The whole structure is woven bamboo, and inside it is cool and quiet, and it smells of fresh wood and dust. The light comes through the gaps in the weave, and I sit on the floor for a while, alone in the silence. From the mosque, it is a short drive further south along the same road to an area I haven't spent much time in. There's a roadside stall selling durian. Local Musang King, of course, this is its district. The young man running the stall is cheerfully insistent that I try his fruit. He splits one open on the spot, and the smell hits me before the taste. It's rich, almost savory, with that specific bittersweetness that makes some people run away. I pay about 25 ringgit for two segments, which is a bargain compared to what you'd pay in KL. I eat it standing at the side of the road, watching the palm trees sway in a wind that doesn't cool anything down. Driving back into town feels different. The light has gone from flat white to a warm, low gold. I stop at the station one more time, just to look at the timetable board for tomorrow's train south. The jungle railway runs from Tumpat all the way down to Gemma's, and my plan is to hop off somewhere in the middle of the East Coast dry season belt and keep going. The booking was easy enough. I do it through the KTM site, and it cost me around 65 ringgit for a sleeper. A day's food budget for a journey that takes you through the spine of the peninsula. For my last dinner, I go to Selera Molek, the same place where I ate nasi caribou and ayam persik on the Chiku trip.
It is just as good the second time.
The nasi caribou is blue, dyed with butterfly pea flowers, and it comes with a pile of ulam, raw vegetables, and a dried fish sambal that has a serious kick. I order a glass of teh tarik to cool the fire. The woman who runs the place remembers me from my earlier visit. "You came back," she says, pleased. I tell her it is my last night in town, and she disappears into the kitchen and comes back with a small piece of ghee on a plastic plate, a goodbye gift. After dinner, I walk to the old mosque, Masjid Razali, which in the evening light looks even bigger than it did during the day. The huge 70,000 square foot building is modeled on Masjid al-Haram, which I learned in the daytime. At night, it glows a warm yellow against the dark hills. I stand at the edge of the parking lot and watch the families come out after evening prayers. Kids are running in circles, laughing. A group of old men sit on a bench. It feels like a town that is doing fine, not thriving maybe, but fine. And I have been here for less than a week, and yet I will remember this exact moment for a long time. I walk back toward the Ventura Hotel as the sky fully darkens. The streetlights are not very bright in Bandar Lama, so the stars come out more than they do in KL. I stop at a small roadside stall that sells sugarcane juice, and I pay 2 ringgit and watch the man feed stocks through the press, the green juice running into a glass over ice. He adds a squeeze of lime, shakes it, hands it over. It is cold and sweet, and exactly what I needed. Back in my room, I open my notebook and write a rough accounting of what the week here has cost me. The room at the Ventura has been about 70 ringgit a night, around $15, which is less than half what I would pay in KL. Meals have run between 5 and 15 ringgit. Transport, the car rental, and the train tickets are the big ticket items. It is a cheap town and an honest one. I am being a little sentimental in the dark, and I know it, but that is fine. Being sentimental is part of the job. Tomorrow, I take the jungle railway south. The dry season on the East Coast is in full swing, and I intend to follow the sunshine through the working towns, down toward the islands, and then eventually toward the border with Singapore. The monsoon comes in November, and I have a few months of sun left. But tonight in Guam Musang, I am not thinking about that. I am thinking about the way the light comes through the bamboo of a mosque, and how the pulse of this town has slowed me down. Everything I have mentioned tonight, the train tickets, the car rental, the SIM card, and the places to eat, is in the episode notes for this one. Go have a listen while it is still August. I will meet you on the other side of the jungle line. Selamat datang, wherever you are. I am taking the night train south, and I am bringing the memory of this limestone town with me.